That's Michael Warren.
Can I say a word of very warm welcome to you all to the IFG. This is the second in our series on the media and politics, which Nick Robinson is hosting. I myself is doing him a great service because he's writing a book, and I've told him that I will provide seminars. Provided with each seminar, he's written another two or three chapters by the time the seminar comes. I don't know if he's fulfilled his part of the bargain this time, but we want to see that book soon. The first of the seminars was before Christmas, in the middle of the snow, so we didn't have such a good turnout, but we did have the Director General of the BBC, who made some extraordinarily important statements, which weren't widely picked up, about how he didn't think that anybody besides himself should anymore be obliged to observe impartiality. I'm sure we're going to have some equally far-reaching statements today from our panel. Nick and the panel need no introduction. Tom Kelly was the Prime Minister's official spokesman under Tony Blair. Hal James ran the whole of the media show in the Cabinet Office and Number 10. And Jonathan Powell was last here launching his book, The New Machiavelli, which he tells me is selling reasonably well. And he has copies here, which he will... The paperback with a new introduction is imminent and is now working on the next volume. Nick, it's all yours.
Thank you very much indeed. Andrew's real service to me is he knows that I'm the deadline merchant. And like all journalists, something of a bullshitter. And therefore, if he just keeps saying in public that I'm writing a book, there is a possibility I might actually write it one day. Because at the moment, I have to say, prospects are a little... it's all not quite going to plan, but we'll get there eventually. Thank you very much for coming early this morning. What I've agreed with our panel here is that in order to understand the future, we should understand a little from the past, because each of our panelists here is here because they played a very central role in government communication in some way, or at least observed it from the centre of power in Jonathan's case. And we have represented here, particularly in Hal James, someone who worked with four governments, in fact, but certainly three who have good reason to think they had an utterly miserable time at the hands of the press. John Major's, where he was political secretary, and then Tony Blair's and Gordon Brown's, where briefly under Gordon Brown, but longer over Tony Blair, he was permanent secretary of government communications for 4 years. So I'm going to ask each of them in turn to answer, fairly briefly if you will, because then it will throw us forward, to answer these three questions. Which of those prime ministers had the worst press? And why? What is your worst horror story of what the press can do to a government, either grand or trivial? And what confession would you like to make before this little obscure gathering of when perhaps the government didn't treat the media quite just as well and candidly and honestly as it could have done? And Howell, if I may start with you, because as it were,
so unfair.
I didn't warn
you. Next to him,
there's quite strong arguments as to each of Major, Blair and Brown having the bloodiest time in the relationship with the media, but do you have a view as to who had it worst and why?
I think Blair is more has sort of stormed to the front of the charts rather latter day. I'm not sure that applies necessarily within his government period, although you know there were some high points in that regard. I think if you're looking at a close tie between Major and Brown, I'd probably give Gordon Brown the honours in terms of the worst, you know, drubbing. And partly because it always seems to me that John Major, you know, there was some justification in a way in that we did not have a majority, so we could not deliver a programme. So we were actually staggering from one vote in the House to the next. There were, on two or three occasions, I think, we just saved ourselves by a whisker in the autumn of 96 and the spring of 97. And therefore, you know, it was legitimate to say that the government was at sixes and sevens and in a parlous state. Gordon, of course, had a proper majority. I mean, he could have delivered a programme. And it seemed to me that the confusion did derive from a lack of grip and a lack of clarity about purpose, and I think therefore, you know, he in some ways he had more cards in his hand, and therefore, you know, the media probably getting the worst.
But while you come to the answer to the other two questions, let me bring in the other two on who had the worst press and why, and obviously because the session is about government communications, to what extent government communications was the reason. Tom, I mean, your boss at the time, Tony Blair, talked about the feral beasts. Was he the worst sufferer from the feral beast, or do you think actually John Major and Gordon Brown suffered rather more?
At times it felt like it. We accumulated, I've forgotten how many, worst weeks ever for a Prime Minister.